don't even know what to say anymore.
Bear down Chicago Bears or fall down Chicago Bears? What are they singing? I couldn't make that out.
God, we go live to Jarrett Payton, sports anchor for WGN-TV. Jarrett, I apologize for Bill, but I don't know now. I'm starting to side with Bill a little bit. I'm losing hope.
No. Listen, Wendy, don't do it. Stay where you are. Don't keep your feet planted. And I saw the GIF that you posted about how you were feeling that I posted out there. Listen, you can feel that way, but don't go to Bill's side, man. I'll talk you off the ledge.
All right.
I'll talk you off the ledge.
Explain
right now.
This Twitter thing that you put out there, because I participated, and Bill will respect what I put. Go ahead, Jarrett.
So I was sitting in the press box, and I was lost like every other Bears fan was lost, right? I didn't know what to do. I didn't know, like, what to tweet. And when the Bears aren't playing up to par or where I think they should be playing, sometimes I just lose thought when it comes to the Twitter machine.
Sure.
And so I just was like, I don't have anything. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it out there for give me a gift of, like, of what you're feeling right now and let me know. And I got over like 1,500 of them. I didn't think it would go that crazy,
wow,
but it did. And I saw people losing their lunch, all types of stuff that people were posting. And it kind of gave Bears fans an opportunity to tell how they felt about the Saints game.
I used a picture of Lucille Ball. I love Lucy.
Yeah.
Who was just like looking like, oh, like,
yeah.
I didn't even know how to caption it, so I didn't put any words, just the picture. But ugh, I guess, would be it. This is week number 8. Forgive me for saying this, but when did the Los Angeles team become the Chargers?
It's kind of went over everybody's head. Even, I think, yesterday, someone from, I think it was Allen Robinson, some of the sound we got, he was like, yeah, you know, we're just focused on the San Diego Chargers. I'm like, they moved to L.A., so.
When did that happen, and did I miss this? I don't know how I missed this, but.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you what. The biggest thing is, so the Bears have to figure out how to get this W this weekend. I mean, with all these Bears fans and my Twitter account and my phone going off of people asking me what is going on, I think the Bears are trying to figure out what's going on as well. They can't really figure it out. There's a lot of question marks that need to be answered, and this team understands that they're under the microscope after having such an unbelievable season last year, and they were supposed to back it up, and right now it's not working, and we're in the season already. We're heading into the seventh game of the year, and when you're playing NFL football, you got to be able to kind of adjust on the fly, and Matt Nagy still hasn't shown us that yet, and this is going to be a critical game because they can't lose 3 games in a row. They got to stop the bleeding somewhere, and this is the week to do it against the Chargers.
Jared, it's always hurtful when you see that graphic, and I know they played it last week, of where Mitch Trubisky was drafted and where other quarterbacks were drafted after him who are thriving. Mahomes over in Kansas City is your best example of that. That hurts when you see that because that's another opportunity where the Bears could have or should have chosen a different man, and they didn't, and that hurts, doesn't it?
It hurts a lot of Bears fans out there, Bill. It's probably one of the things that I hear the most, but like I tell everybody all the time, there's nothing that we can do about it now. You got to hope for the best for Trubisky. And just to see the city, I know that we expect a lot here, and I get it. This young man, he's a really good kid. I get a chance to interact with him. He didn't select himself. Ryan Pace selected him, so everybody getting mad at Trubisky for that. He had no control over that. He got picked where he got picked. And now the thing is they got to figure out what's best for him and what's going to give him the best opportunity to be successful. And right now, last week, dropping back 54 times and throwing the ball, right now I don't think that's his strength. And the one thing that he has shown even last season that we saw was his legs, using his feet. And I know the shoulder is still probably kind of tender here and there, but that's one of the things about his game that makes him special. So Matt Nagy's got to figure out a way to be able to do that. And since we've been doing this since the season started, they got to figure out a way to run the football. And that means that offensive line has to man up. They have a bunch of running backs that they can give it to. David Montgomery is ready to go. I would be frustrated if I was him, because I know if I can get to the second level of defenses that I could probably break off a lot of runs. He can do that. We haven't seen it yet. It's not him. It's the guy calling the plays. And Matt Nagy has to figure out a way to do that, because he can't keep telling us every single week, we got to run the football. Well, we want to see it on the football field. And I know he does as well, but he's got to stick to it and commit to the run. If he can do that, that will take that pressure off of his quarterback.
All right, now I'm going to say something incredibly optimistic, but also almost fantasy-like. On Tuesday, I read not one but two articles, one by Phil Rosenthal in the Tribune, one by Brian Perez over at Channel 5, both suggesting that Tom Brady could be the Bears quarterback next year. Is that even a remote possibility?
I don't think it's a possibility, but I mean, anything is possible. I don't think it's a possibility, but you know, it's tough. And every successful team in the NFL, these quarterbacks, people always wonder why they're getting paid all this money. It's a tough job. And being around some good ones, I was with Steve McNair in Tennessee, to be able to be around him, excuse me, also to be around Jim McMahon and talking to these guys about what it takes, the preparation and all that stuff and the hours that they put into it. You see why they're successful. They have to be able to be coaches on the football field. Right now, Mitch is not there, so that's why we're seeing those inconsistencies. But if you can go get a quarterback, it's still there's other issues as well, but they got to figure it out. But the biggest one starts with the guy who's under center, and he's got to be better, and 10 knows he has to be better, especially this week.
So Mitch Trubisky will be starting, right?
Yes, Mitch will be starting. I don't see anything different changing, and as of right now, the one thing he needs, Wendy, and I've always said this by watching his film, he always needs more time. And so Bears fans who thought that it was going to be, you know, they were going to see this progression, I've always known from watching him from college that he was going to need more time. And just watching him progress in this offense, it's not as fast as I thought it would be, but I thought he would take some bigger steps. He knows that he's taken a step back this season, and now with the pressure, not just being a quarterback, but being in this city, there's a lot of pressure on this young man. He's got to find a way to be able to block it out, not go to Instagram, not go to Twitter, not listen to what people are saying, what the person at the gas station is saying. He needs to go out there with his guys, make the plays that he needs to make, the ones that he's making in practice. That's got to be able to translate over to the field. If he can't do that, it's going to be a long 10 games for the rest of this season.
And what he doesn't need, Jarrett, is opponents trying to knock him down. Can we get the Chargers to agree to that and not try to knock him down when he's trying to throw a ball?
Well, I mean, if you tell the Chargers they can come on your show or
yes.
something like that, they might. Or maybe take him like out to eat.
Right.
Maybe that's a possibility.
Right.
But
I would suggest a 5,000 count. You know, where you go 1,000, 2,000, and then you can rush him. Give him 5,000. See what happens.
I think that's where football is going anyway.
Yes.
Man, they want to. It's gonna. If someone's gonna be two hand touch. I mean, that's just the way that it
right.
is.
I did say Monday when we came back on the air after the weekend that I feel really sorry for Mitch Trubisky because we put all our eggs in his basket and that's big time pressure for him. But now I'm getting to the point where, come on, show us what you have. Have one good game here and give us a little hope.
Well, that's what he's hoping for as well. And, you know, that pressure comes with the position and it comes with playing in the NFL. And he knew that. He knows what goes on, and especially when you know the kind of city you're coming to that expects a lot. You know, people are always going to be under their microscope, and right now he is. And I think that's the cool thing is let's see how he bounces back. Let's see what he does this Sunday. If he can come out and have a big game, throw a bunch of touchdowns, be efficient, I want to see what the fan base does and where they go, which directions they go. Because, man, he's a good kid, man. I've been around him. He studies hard. He works hard. Things just aren't going his way right now, but we got to figure out with him, he's got to figure out himself what is going to make him successful. And because he puts the time in, now he's just got to be able to translate it over to the football field.
A very hopeful Jarrett Payton. Jarrett, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Our fingers are crossed.
Hey, my fingers are crossed too. I just got to say, I am super happy about David Ross.
Yeah,
he's a Cubs fan right here. So that is a big deal for all the Cubs Nation out there on the north side.
Agreed. Agreed 100%. Thanks, Jared. Have a great weekend. We'll
Thanks,
talk to
JP.
You next week.
All right, bye, guys.
That's Jared Payton. Hopeful.
Well, that's all I am too.
Right.
If you're hateful. I'm hopeful and hateful.
Right.
Middays here on WGN.